Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Lately, I've been researching about attention and how attention is limited and how attention is something that leaks. You can actually leak your attention. One of the ways we leak our attention is literally when we're working on our laptops to have open windows, windows that allow notifications to come across our subconscious or perhaps even your browser that has your email open where you can see if there's an alert. These are the types of things that leak attention. And if we're not careful, it actually creates much more work for us. A task that would be simple because it's distracted work instead of deep work. To quote Cal Newport, there's issues that happen. There's problems that occur. So how do we get over it? Well, the way we get over it is essentially to close those windows. Isn't that interesting? Close those windows. It could be relationally, it could be health-wise, physically, but these are called open windows. I call these open windows. David Allen in Getting Things Done, he calls them open loops. And I think that makes sense. Open loops leak energy, leak attention. When I work with my coaching clients, I try to get them to identify the fact that, hey, evaluate your life. Hey, evaluate your relationships. What open windows do you have in your life that are leaking your attention? And once you're aware of it, I'll tell you what, you see them all over the place. Here's an example. You meet somebody and you say, hey, you know what? We should do lunch sometime. That's an open window. What does that even mean? We should do lunch sometime. Are you going to do it or aren't you going to do it? Right? Because if you're not going to do it, don't say it. Don't placate somebody. But if you are going to do it, bust out your phone right then and there and say, hey, let's do lunch. Let's get on the calendar. And then set the date. And what you do is you actually close that window so that your brain can move on and you can focus on other things. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire and be someone who's ultra productive by closing windows in your life.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.